Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 13 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I don't know if you listened to the last episode, episode 12, but it was an interview with filmmaker Ben Coppin. I met Ben on his shoot for his horror film, Made Me Do It, and I asked him to sit down and share about how he gets his work to work, along with some awesome things about zombies and redemptive storytelling. If you missed that episode, I'm going to include the link to it in the show notes below, but you can also find it on my website, gettingworktowork.com. Make sure that you don't miss any episodes by subscribing on iTunes or whatever podcasting app you use. I use Overcast on my iPhone and I love it. Or sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. This week, I want to touch on a topic that most freelancers will probably identify with. There's a lot of blogs that mention this idea of feast or famine, and usually it has to do with finances. There's going to be times in your freelance career where there's so much work coming in, and there's so much money, and things are looking great. But then there's the other side of the coin where no one's calling, no one's connecting, no jobs are coming in, bills are struggling to be met, and you're just struggling going, what have I done? How did this happen? Regardless of what type of business you're in, this concept is often illustrated with an image of peaks and valleys. The good times are denoted by peaks, and the valleys are the valley of despair. And the goal during famines, the valleys, is to bring that valley up so that the difference between the peak and the valley isn't so drastic. Now, when you're first starting out, it's really hard to do that, and a lot of blogs give a lot of advice on how to do that. And it can be really frustrating, especially when you're in those famine moments. But feasts and famines aren't just about finances. It can be about your creativity as well. I think that creativity and finances are inversely related. When you have a feast in creativity, it can often be the result of a famine in finances. I know for myself, I've done more creative work this year in terms of producing a podcast, putting together an email newsletter, and really pushing myself to do more than I have any other year in the past, and it's because I have had a famine in finances, and so I've had to push myself into new territory to try new things and to keep my name out there. Alternately, I've had this other side where a feast in finances can be because or as a result of creativity not being as high. It's kind of weird to think that when we're doing well, our creativity might not be as high, but I know for myself, I've often struggled with the quality or the derivation of the work when things are going great. It's like, oh man, I'm doing just another one of this, just like last time. And I didn't find balance in either side, in the feast or the famine, because it's not just one or the other. It's not feast, it's not famine, it's something in between, and it's not static. This point between our finances and our creativity are constantly moving. We're not in a famine all the time, but it sure feels like it, because when we're in famines, we get so low, we think, oh my gosh, I'm the worst business owner in the world. I don't know what I'm doing. I suck. And when we're in the feast, we're on top of the world and we think, I'm unbeatable. I'm perfect. And in those feasts, I found myself to become arrogant and I take it for granted, thinking that a famine will never come and it's always going to show up. So how do you survive when you're in the feast or the famine? And most importantly, how do you not overreact in times of both? Feast and famine can play with your head, and I want to share five ways that you can keep your focus on your goals in times of feast and famine. First, spend time on your business. I subscribe to an email newsletter by Elise Benin, marketing mentor, and she sent an email this morning that talked about self-discipline. And the number two and number three tips were related to each other, and it was spending time on your business. And whether you're in a feast or a famine, you need to spend time on your business so that you are making sure that you're keeping it at the level that you want it to be. Whether it's your marketing, whether it's your website, whether it's your intellectual property, it's the things not related to your client work that are going to sustain your business in the long haul. And that's something that I just didn't get in the past. I didn't really get it until this year. And I've been doing what I've been doing for 10 years now. And I've struggled with it. It's hard. And I love that reminder of spending time on your business. And Elise went so far as to say, spend time on your business before you spend time on your clients. And the reason is you're going to make sure that your work for your business gets done. I encourage you to sign up for Elise's Marketing Mentor email newsletter by going to marketing-mentortips.com. And I included the link in the show notes. Second, set goals and check in with those goals on a consistent basis. How many of you have goals for your business? I'm not just talking about financial goals, but also goals relating to the development of content, the development of connections, the development of ideas. And I want to encourage you to write those goals down, date them, and consistently check to see where you're at meeting those goals. Third, get in the habit of saving and learning about money. I don't know why it is, but more creatives than not generally struggle with money. It becomes a labor of love and a passion to just do what they do, regardless of the value, worth, and payment for this work. I know for myself, I need to get into the habit of saving, and I need to get into the habit of learning about money so that in 20 years, I'm not hustling in the same ways that I'm hustling now. It can be as easy as opening a savings account. It could be as easy as having less coffee at Starbucks. Whatever your vice is, stop doing it as much as you can so that you can save. But here's the thing, I don't want you to lower your quality of life, but at the same time, I want you to be aware of where your money is going so that when you're in those feasts, you can place some of that money aside in your savings to prepare for the famine. Fourth, separate your identity from your creativity and financial worth. When you're in a feast, you're going to think that you're great, and that's going to make your identity soar if your identity is in what you're doing. But if you're in the famine stage, you're going to plummet. You're going to get depressed, and it's going to be hard to dig out of that valley doing the work that you need to do. The more work that you can do to separate your identity from your work, the better off that you're going to be when those feasts and famines hit. Fifth, don't make drastic decisions in feast or famine. Don't quit when you're in a famine. Don't go out and buy the latest and greatest computer or camera or car when you're in the feast. When you avoid these drastic decisions and really think about what your end goal is, what are you working towards, what do you want to achieve, then you're going to meet those goals that you set. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it. Get in touch by sending me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com or give me a shout out on social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, and at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. Whether you find yourself in a feast or a famine, I would encourage you to stay focused on what your goals truly are. Now get out there and get to work.